Hello, 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 everybody. It's 5 p.m. Just heard a little intense ending to the last hour. I finished my last little sub-hour there with a little something from Aphex Twin. That was Come to Daddy, the Pappy Mix, the opening track from his album of the same name. And before that, we heard a little something from Of Montreal. But that's of no concern to us now. We're now in a new hour. And I think we're going to settle on a new vibe, I think. Let me just start to create a new playlist here. And we're going to be starting things off with a little bit of Bob Dylan, I think. Some latter period Bob Dylan. So let's start things off with a little more calm way for our new hour, new sub. Of course, I'm Adam from Pretzel Logic, Tuesday mornings / Monday nights, 1 to 2 a.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, we're going to hear a little bit of something from Bob Dylan's Time Out of Mind to start the hour off.
stars everywhere, and a baby stares out with motherless eyes, and the long gone beauty on fields of war, traveling a lament to the poet's core. Oh, where, oh, where will I be? Oh, where, when that trumpet sounds?
Never seen love, and addiction stays on tight like a glove. Oh, where, oh, where will I be?
Darling, that morning you chose to go, I awoke in my boots and clothes. You're digging my cars, stolen my cash, even my $500 super slash. And I just lay there watching the sun fall down from the sky, not wanting to open the letter, but open it anyway and seeing those two words, lover, lover, goodbye. So slowly goes the night. Next to me lies your body, playing like the map of some forbidden land. I trace the ghosts of your bones with my trembling hand. forget the words you said. One evening I'm leaving, and I left and checked her breathing. I said, darling, I'll go slowly through the night. Oh, baby, I feel the heel of time, and it hurts. I'll wait to find you sitting right there, cutting tangles out of your hair, singing a song that's all wrong. Hey, but that's all. A song that slowly, slowly fades. Where goes it? It goes someplace. It goes somewhere where it's lonely and black as the night. Come on, husband, let's put things right.
mama, there's a white boat coming up the river with a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John, 'cause it don't look like they're here to deliver the mail, and it's less than a mile away. I hope they didn't come.
right, everybody. We just heard an absolute banger from Neil Young.
Absolute.
Absolute banger from Neil Young. And before that, we heard PJ Harvey with Send His Love to Me. Then it was Slowly Goes the Night from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Where Will I Be from Emmylou Harris. And we started this hour off with Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan. Now I have a guest in the studio with me. It's a little bit less pathetic now. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. It's Bridget Dick of the shout out earlier. Came through to the studio to listen to some great songs with my good friend Adam.
Yeah, only the most committed listeners will remember that. I know my fans are... it's really a universe with me, you know? There's like an extended universe of characters. Shout out Seth.
And I'm at the center of it, obviously.
Well, yes, that's pretty clear. But yeah, we're here. It's February 20th. I'm subbing now. Before I was subbing for Yuli's show, now I'm subbing for a show called Oha. Oha, let me see what these people's names are so I can shout them out. Oha, usually with, now it says with Adam Krasnov because I'm here right now, but usually it's not with me. Usually with Neil Airbus and Ada Devletsa.
So oh, wonderful guys.
Shout out to them. So, yeah.
I wonder what they're up to today.
I think they said they were at a band practice today. I think they have a jam session going, so they couldn't make it to their radio show.
Do bands ever play on the radio live?
Yeah, there's like, well, not in here, but there's a studio over there, or maybe, but like where people can do like live performances and stuff.
We should form a band, Adam. You know what I'm saying?
DIY project. Yeah. You know, fast forward 2 months, we're going to be releasing our awful EP, so get ready for it. We're going to be the hottest noise band of 2020.
The Adam Krasnov universe.
It's expanding. It's expanding by the day. All right, well, Bridget, you have to entertain the audience for a minute because I haven't a playlist, so I have to decide for myself what I'm going to play. So you have to entertain the how many
entertain the masses?
Entertain the masses. Let me see how many listeners we have. Probably lost a few since you got
probably
in here.
Hundreds. I mean,
oh my god, look at that. 799,072 people are listening.
Man, this is a lot of pressure.
Oh my god, this is crazy. Wow, we have the entire population of Canada is listening to our
the
show right now.
Entire population of Canada. Wow.
15 wow. people are listening, so shout out all of you.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Christopher Pumford. Shout out Christopher Pumford if you're listening. He interned at the legislature up in Canada. He's my TA for Intro to Comparative World Politics. And you should look him up on Facebook because the man... Wait, can I say this? The man... Looks
what are you
exactly
trying to say?
Like a dinosaur.
That's fine. You can insult people. No profanity.
Okay. He has the strangest bone structure you've ever seen on a person.
What kind of dinosaur?
Pterodactyl, easily. Mm. And he is about the skinniest man I've ever seen. Skinnier than Seth. You look at his legs and you feel like you could just snap him. I'm shocked that he's able to walk around,
really
stand up.
I'm really
and sit
concerned
down.
For the guy. Skinnier than Seth, that's hard to do.
Yeah. It's very worrying, very troublesome. And, you know, he is an expert, in quotes, on the Middle East, which is terribly problematic. given
his status as a dinosaur. You would think he wouldn't understand such things.
And his, like, total lack of knowledge on many issues.
All right, you can't get too political, I will warn.
Okay.
But, you know... What is this guy's name?
Christopher Pumford.
Christopher, if you're listening, I'm sure you're quite well informed. And, you know, whether or not you look like a dinosaur, I'm sure you're well equipped to do your job. And I don't know who this schmuck is in the station saying you're not informed, but it wasn't Adam Krasnov, I can tell you that much.
Anyway, this is now a PSA, because if you ever see Christopher Pumford walking around on those skinny little legs, either give him a sandwich or just throw rotten fruit at him.
What? Okay, all right, well, you want to read a PSA in the meantime?
I would love to. Was that not a good enough story?
No, that was a great story. Why do you have to throw rotten fruit at him?
He needs to learn public humiliation so that he knows to change.
I see. Change how he looks?
How he looks, how he acts, how he thinks, how he talks, any of it.
Bold opinions hour with Bridget.
I have... So many.
No qualms,
this could be all day. All right, guys. I have something very important to talk to you about now.
Oh, people.
And that is the fact that walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, provides no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes.
Getting ahead of yourself there.
If you really want to,
double time.
If you really want to get your workout in, walking in 25.
You heard it here first. We now challenge anybody to try to walk that distance. And actually, I think that wouldn't be that hard.
No, that wouldn't. 2.5.
I mean, you might just be running at that point, but
it's like a really slow jog.
Yeah.
Like I did cross country in high school, and I never broke like a 10-minute mile, which is what this is. So, you know.
There you go.
About as healthy as I am.
Was that the end of the PSA? You have to read
no,
the whole thing?
No, I have a little bit. I have a bit longer.
Walking. I accidentally X'd out Apple Music, so talk for a while longer.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts. Community radio.
Community and always freeform radio. Always freeform.
Always freeform.
All right, we can get back to the music now. We can hear a American classic from Creedence Clearwater Revival, because I guess that's the vibe we're on right now.
My hiney, here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp and I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. Let her do all the work and maybe later I'll rave her. Oh God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme, and I'm a handsome son of a bitch. I'm gonna get a good job and be real rich.
Get a good, get a good, get a good, get a good.
Women's liberation came creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I fucked this dyke by the name of Freddie.
Yeah.
She made a little speech then. All she tried to make me say when she had my balls in a vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still hooked on, but now it shoots too quick. Oh God, I am the American dream, but now I smell like Vaseline, and I'm a miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which.
I wonder, 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 wonder.
So I went out and bought me a leisure suit. I jingled my change, but I'm still kinda cute. Got a job doing radio promo, and none of the jocks can even tell I'm a homo. Eventually, me and a friend sorta drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, as long as I get a little golden shower. Oh God, I am the American dream, with a spindle up my butt till it makes me scream, and I'll do anything to get ahead. I'll lay awake nights saying thank you, Fred. Oh God, I'm so fantastic. Thanks to Freddy, I'm a sexual spastic, and my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down, and my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down, and my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down.
Yeah, I knew you'd be surprised.
At the station you can meet her with that smile. You couldn't cheat her, a woman that kind is hard to find. It's good to take a girl in the not so very good world and walk in the park until it gets dark. Sometimes I feel ugly and old. Excuse me, baby, if I'm acting bold. My head gets hot, but my feet aren't cold. Excuse me, if you will. Take a breather on a bench, helps to build up the suspense. Then the two of you go to a movie show. If she's a woman, there's a chance that she maybe likes to dance. So you go to the hall and you outstep them all. Don't make a hullabaloo, I'm not the hoi polloi. I'll try any trick and I'll pull any ploy. I'm a used up 20th century boy. Excuse me, if you will. She takes you home to meet the folks, laughing at the father's jokes. Shall we watch TV? It's all right with me. Time to go, you're gonna miss her in the doorway. Try to kiss her. Oh, it tastes so good, like you hoped it would. If I was 16 again, I'd give my eye tooth. I'm tired and I'm hungry and I'm looking for my youth. I'm a little uncool rude and I'm a little uncouth. Oh, excuse me. Yes, excuse me. If you will. At the station you can meet her with that smile. You couldn't cheat her. A woman that kind is hard to find.
We were just playing them straight up all-American classics. We heard a song from Frank Zappa, and we heard a song from Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that was a song from Loudon Wainwright III, related, of course, famously to Rufus Wainwright. Mm. Now, 20 more minutes on this radio. It's Thursday evening. What a life we live. What a life we live. At some point, I think it's probably a good time to start throwing out a couple shout-outs, as I usually tend to do when I'm on air. And I'll just remind people again that I'm currently subbing for OHA. So they'll be back next week at 5 p.m. for their regularly scheduled programming. But more importantly, my show, Pretzel Logic, is on Tuesday mornings, Monday nights, from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Twice a week?
No, well, Tuesday morning, Monday night, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. You got me there.
Twice a week. The hour repeats. So, yeah, it's pretty great. It's pretty great. So, that'll happen. So, I guess we can throw out a couple shout-outs into the... You got anybody you want to shout-out? Yeah, you're raising your hand.
Yeah, I got one.
You got one?
I would like to throw out a shout-out to my good friend, Sharika, who is a freshman, you know, but she's still very cool. She's
okay,
a really wonderful gal, and I appreciate her incredible sense of humor and wild positivity. She was wearing some adorable turtle socks comparative world politics class today, and that got me through.
Good for her. Good for her. Who am I gonna shout out? Okay, let me consider for a moment. Shout out Brett Navakulter.
Oh yeah.
My sex and gender professor who wore his sweater backwards for the entirety of class today, and you know that's a respectable move. Also shout out to Alexandra Lacazette. Shout out to the city of Boston.
Mm.
Shout out to Terry Cooper Cole.
Always.
And to
TCC.
Well, I don't know if I'm really gonna shout out Seth. I feel like Seth's gotten plenty of shout outs. He's starting to get really entitled about it all, so I feel like we should just slow down on shouting out on being nice to Seth.
Let's throw out a shout out to Emma Nelson, who always meets me in the res when we have free time. It makes me less intimidated of all of the really artsy people in that space.
Shout out Kyle Tomlinson. I think you're listening right now. So if you are, then, you know, can't let you go unshouted out either.
He has a great sweater I once borrowed for an extended period of time and wore around campus. And I just told him about the other day.
I think he was wearing the very sweater today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you just told him about that today. That's pretty good. You should have just kept that sweater, honestly.
It's nice. I also borrowed one of Emma's for a little while. So maybe I should just start shopping in their closets. And by shopping, I mean taking things.
That seems like not a bad idea.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. I'm going to play one more song. Then I'll play probably a couple more songs. Then we'll come back. But now I'll play just a straight up classic from Paul Simon. I'm just playing the hits.
Goodness.
I'm playing the hits right now. I'm playing the hits.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call,
you're so chic. Take it where the love we
leave. Ladies of the mountain streamline, midnight blue casino floors, dance the cha-cha through to sunrise, opens up exclusive doors. Oh wow, just like the Domingo, it's look the same. So me and you, just we two, got to search for something new.
Bye.
Alright, we're back. We just heard Ricky Don't Lose That Number from Pretzel Logic, the namesake for my radio show. I mean, come on, that's a classic. It's classic. Then we heard Virginia Plain from Roxy Music, and before that it was You Can Call Me Al, Paul Simon. We played some newer stuff during the first hour of this little sub-marathon, so playing some classics during the second half, and we're about to go. I know it's very sad to hear us go, because it's been such a lovely 2 hours, such a lovely 40 minutes with Bridget here, and she already managed to put in some antics anyway, so it's been very good. But thank you for listening. As always, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Adam. Sitting across from me is
Bridget Dick.
Good timing, Bridget. That was very good. Bridget, you have anything else you want to say to the world before we play our final song?
Let me just say one thing.
Go ahead.
To everybody who is stressed about housing, don't listen to the haters. It will be okay.
That was well said. Very concise. And also, what's Greg's last name?
Greg Saccone.
Oh, I knew that. Old Greg Saccone.
Woo woo!
Shout out to you. Your birthday is this weekend.
His birthday actually was yesterday. happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday to old Greg Saccone.
We will be celebrating this weekend. Big time.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure. All right. Well, let's switch it up a little bit and let's finish with something from Yola Tengo.
Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the